your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. Co-hosting with me today, Chad Bronstein, and our special guest, Nico Marley, founder of Lion X Wellness. Nico, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate that. It's a real honor to be here and let's have some fun.
Yeah, totally. We're honored to have you. And, you know, obviously we're big fans of you and your family. And we all know your grandfather really as a legend and, you know, one of the pioneers of reggae. And we also know that Bob Marley was a huge advocate of cannabis and, of course, all of its healing components. And, I thought it'd be fun to just kick off today's show. And do you kind of see yourself, you know, on that same journey with the plant, you know, as your grandfather was?
In the sense of it being a method of wellness and medicine, yes. You know, Bob said long ago, herb is the healing of a nation. And, you know, that's been kind of the way of life of my family, you know, using herb as a healing method as opposed to something to just get high. So, you know, it was almost, you know, it's perfect that I'm in this situation where I can, you know, continue to use the plant itself as a method of, you know, medicine and healing.
That's awesome, Nico. And I think that's what obviously a lot of our show at Alchemy has been talking about, the healing. It kind of plays into the next question. You played football at Tulane as well as the Washington Redskins. We've had a lot of athletes on here from all walks of life, hockey, basketball, and boxing. And they talk about their career in sports and how they became passionate about the use of cannabis. Most recently, we had Al Harrington on the show, talked to us about his grandmother and how he got into it. Talk to us about what led you to discover CBD.
Yeah, so, you know, shortly after getting cut from the Redskins, you know, it was a crossroads, right? And it was do I get back into the football, on the football field? Do I, you know, go to Canada, play in Toronto? Do I go to the AAF or do I continue to work out? And then, you know, it was almost like an epiphany for me saying that, like, I was proud of what I did on the field. And, you know, I went to speak to my family, you know, and they were proud of me regardless, you know. And I was kind of, that was my biggest fear in the sense, like, in moving out of the that football world, the last 10 years of my life, all I've really known, you know, was kind of getting that approval from my family. So once I got that, you know, it was like, wow, this is, you know, I'm happy now. You know, it's perfect. You know, I stepped away from the game, but I still wanted to give back to athletes. You know what I mean? And I wanted to be able to be in a position where, you know, I can help better the athletes, like my former colleagues, people that, you know, any sport really. But, you know, I wanted to still be in touch and help them heal. And, you know, I was using CBD as a healing method. You know, I would, my joints, my muscles. And, you know, it's only right for me to be able to give back. And then, you know, it's kind of like, it's perfect because all my family's values and the ideals. And like I said earlier, you know, my grandfather saying herb is the healing of a nation. And my father growing up and telling us, you know, this is medicine. You know, this, you know, I don't smoke today. This is like my medicine. You know, this is for me to connect. You know, it's almost like it was a perfect situation for me, being that I can still value all my family's values and ideals and put it together with what I want to do and my background. So it's almost like my two halves, you know, one being my family, one being what I spent my whole adolescence doing, which being an athlete. I could put them together and, you know, and build this and get a product and be able to give back to both and still and represent both.
That's awesome. So you just mentioned, you know, a very important, you know, trait as far as CBD and helping with muscles and joints. And, you know, we've had so many great athletes who have been on the show and they've really talked about everything from autoimmune issues to muscle pain to even anxiety.
Yeah.
I know your products obviously are focused on the millennial generation, but I would imagine they're also helping athletes as well, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, you know, what are some of the things that you're actually helping with on the CBD side to help them overcome their physical ailments?
Well, you know, I get text messages every day from my friends. You know, I got one friend, he tore his Achilles not too long ago in his ACL. And he's telling me how much the bomb is working and helping him. He's going on bike rides every day and he used to have pain and he's using the bomb to help him. And he's like, yo, this really worked. You know, because at first it was just it was just him supporting me, right? And then he called me like, listen, like this is amazing, you know? And, you know, that's the satisfaction I get hearing back from people. And, you know, even myself, when I have a fear of planes. So, you know, I take my CBD oil when I'm on the plane, you know, to help me relax. You know, getting up in the morning, I'll take a gel cap. You know, the pain bomb is just great for everything that I'm doing as far as when I'm out working out, headaches, you know. And then the gummies are just great for me. I just love them. But, you know, the feedback I've been getting from my friends and just athletes in general have been amazing. And even just regular people, you know, my cousin's grandma, you know, she cried to him, telling her how much that bomb is helping her, you know. So that's the joy I get out of it, you know, just hearing back from people.
And that's great. I think that's a lot of stories we hear, and it helps so many people. So, and that kind of leads into the next question as well. Talk to us about Lionex. And we kind of heard how you found CBD, but why did you decided to start the company?
So going through that story, you know, like I said, you know, connecting both sides of, you know, my family and, you know, my football career. When I found CBD, just so I could give back. And I wanted to be able to, you know, touch both sides of my upbringing and both sides of my life in general. And, you know, it made perfect sense for me just to go into this business because I wanted to give a great product and I wanted to be able to stand behind something. And when I'm telling somebody to use this, you know, this is mine. You know, I put my name on it for a reason, so you could trust this product. And also, you know, just that lion order mentality that, you know, my father instilled in us, us being myself and my brothers and sisters and his friends. And, you know, it's a movement now, but this is why we call it Lionex, by the way. So, you know, he had one of the best friends, college roommates, Ray Lewis, you know, Warren Sapps, LeVar Arrington. You know, he used to try to tell them, you know, how they got to be a lion, how, you know, every day a lion must eat because he getting them ready for the game. Every day a lion must eat, you know, this lion mentality, you know, nobody's going to stop you. He called it Lion Order, you know, Lionex. This is why I call it Lionex. I'm the next generation of that. You know, this has been my whole life being a lion. And, you know, CBD, and not just on the field, though, you know, it helps bring out that inner lion in you, you know, that focus, whether you're going to go to work, whether you got school, whether you have, you know, your kids, you know, whatever it is, you know, it helps you. Because once you feel good, you know, everything feels better, right? The best version of you can only emerge when you're taking the best care of yourself. So when you're taking the best care of yourself and you're waking up and you're feeling great, you know, that's a great way to start your day, you know, helping you focus on your work, focus on your schoolwork, or focus on your kids, you know. So it's a way for me to be able to instill that lion order in the people.
That's great. And makes me want to try your product right now.
I like the line focus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chad, I think we need that for work. So, you know, we were doing, you know, a little bit of research on the company. And I think for one, you guys did a really great job on the packaging and really the way that you're displaying the products. And, you know, it looks to me like you have a very specific niche that you're going after, right? So you're going after that millennial generation that really wants to get the most out of life. And I'm just curious from you, like, you know, why did you guys choose that target audience?
Yeah.
You know, what was the focus really, you know, reaching out to that community for this product line?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a specific target audience because it's not just millennials, right? But it's people with that mindset of, you know, wanting to get better and wanting to put great stuff in the body, wanting to take care of their body, wanting to make the conscious decision, you know, at the grocery store, you know, instead of getting, say, you know, just instead of getting this, they get that, because instead of going regular, they go and get the organic, you know, not because of the money thing or anything, but just because they want to make the conscious decision for their body. So that could be a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old, you know. My father, you know, I consider him a millennial, you know. My mother as well, you know, yoga, you know, working out, feeling that, you know, just trying to get that best version of themselves, like I say. So anybody that's striving for that, you know, that wants to become more, you know, take their body into their own hands as far as what they're putting in, making sure that it's natural. So that's kind of who we target, you know, those that are trying to reach that best version of themselves by putting the best things in their body.
So Nico, obviously Jeff just mentioned you launched on, your launch date was April 22nd, which is Earth Day. How did you navigate the launch considering the impact of COVID?
Yeah. So initially, our launch date was like, it was one of between the first and second week of when everything shut down. You know, that's kind of, that was what we were targeting. And April 22nd was going to be like our initial launch party, you know, either New York or LA or Miami or something like that. We were going to have a nice, you know, get together, bring all the family, bring, you know, some, invite some people just to, you know, launch the company itself. But then the pandemic hit. So I put a halt to the business for about a week. You know, I had to sit down and think about, you know, what my next steps were going to be. But I wanted to make the right decision, you know, for the business and our customers. So I came to the conclusion, you know, I needed to give back something positive. You know, I wanted to be able to give something that would help people, not just put something out, but, you know, it's a product that's going to help people. So, you know, I decided that let's just do it. You know what I mean? And we put the product out. It was well received. Everybody loved it. And Earth Day was perfect for us as well, you know. We have this foundation in Haiti, Foundation Sergen, where we, you know, we're planting trees there, you know, based on each product sold on the first day, you know, we planted a tree in Haiti.
That's awesome. And what a great milestone to look back on too, during tough times where you're doing good.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just that, but you know, the people doing good, you know, we're helping, you know, and that's the best part of it.
So, Nico, when thinking about what really truly inspires you, you know, if there's someone that you look up to, like, who is your greatest inspiration and why?
It can't just be one person. It's, I think it's my whole family for sure. You know, my mother, you know, she's, you know, growing up with her and, you know, her raising myself and my sister and always keeping us positive, going to work every day, making sure everything, food is on the table, but always putting us first. You know, that was kind of her. That was her big thing. And that's even to this day, she puts all of us first, me, myself, and my brother. And then my father. My father never missed any, you know, he never missed anything. Birthday, game, whatever it was, always putting his kids first. And then even him with his business and football, you know, he started Tough Gone Clothing. It didn't work out. Made the pivot over to Marley Coffee. Sensational job, you know, and watching him just being able to adjust with the times and being a people's person and giving love to everybody was great. And then I have my older sister. She just graduated law school. My brother, he's a writer. My sister, she's a model activist. She's a beast sailor. My little sister, Sara, she's a beast too, you know, strong woman. My little brothers, John and Josh, they're music, basketball, but just, you know, everybody's there. We're doing something. Everybody wants to do something. Everybody wants to make a name for themselves and has, you know, have motivation. And even when they can relax, they choose not to. So watching my family do that was great.
You guys are all lions, right?
Yeah, we've been this way.
That's awesome.
That's great, man. From your involvement, can you give us a little bit of a background on your involvement and work with Marley Natural?
Family, you know, they do a great job with businesses. I love what they're accomplishing. I'm personally not involved, but, you know, it's my family. So obviously I'm involved in some kind of way, just being Nico. But they're doing amazing things in this space, you know, and I decided that I wanted to kind of make my own legend. And, you know, sometimes you can hear I have it easy. You know, people would tell me that. Not that that gets in my head or anything, but, you know, I wanted to be able to put my name on something and be proud of it. My family's legacy means so much to me. And I just wanted to be able to be in a position to add more value.
So, you know, we were checking out the site and we also noticed that, you know, you guys launched Comeback Daily CBD and how it's really offering, you know, multiple layers of discoverability when it comes to the LionX brand. So talk to us a little bit more about the strategy with Comeback.
Comeback Daily is one of our retailers. I spent some time in New York and it being one of the most influential cities to me and to the world as well. You know, I wanted to to find a well, they, you know, we got in connection, but the fact that, you know, they care about the quality, you know, presentation, I thought it was a perfect partnership to be able to link up with them and be able to put my product in there, you know, as them being the first, and then the People's Dispensary, Christine, who has an amazing story in Portland, you know, she as lupus survivor, not lupus survivor, but she uses cannabis instead of the 11 pills. She has a story where she told me, you know, she used to take 11 pills daily, and she pivoted to cannabis, the CBD, the THC, to kind of to deal with that, and she overcame it. So being able to team up with her has been amazing, and you know, I just want to continue to build partnerships like that.
You know, so what kind of what me and Jeff's background is and Theo's background is a lot around helping brands with their e-commerce distribution strategy. Can you talk to us about your e-commerce distribution strategy for Line X?
Yeah, so we launched via social media and with the support of our people and family and friends. And, you know, that's been going well for us. On the distribution front, we've been picking up a few brands of retailers that align with our views. Like I said, Comeback Daily, the People's Dispensary. And we haven't rushed too much on that because we wanted to, you know, keep everybody in touch and make sure we know who's getting our product and, you know, making sure they represent it the right way. And on the e-commerce platform, you know, it's just, we just want to reach as many people as we can. You know, we figured out that they love the product, love the packaging and everything, and all the feedback's been great. So now it's about just reaching more people.
Totally. And so, you know, talking about reaching more people and really expanding, you know, on that market presence, like what is your, you know, if you could look down the line a little bit, 3 months, 6 months, you know, even, you know, towards the end of the year, how are you really looking to expand, you know?
Yeah. So we got merch coming in the next few weeks, more product lines, more places in Miami. Hopefully we get into some in the next few weeks as well, LA, New York, just trying to find those places that we can align with and, you know, getting it into more people's hands.
Awesome. From a venture standpoint, did you guys self-fund the Line X or did you guys go out and raise outside capital?
Completely self-funded. Myself and my cousin, Gaeta, we self-funded it. And, you know, it's been good. It's been nice, you know. Obviously, one of the first things my entrepreneurship teacher told us, actually the first thing when we walked into class, he said, OPP. Other people's money, and I didn't listen to that. But, you know, it's been great being able to, you know, have full control and, you know, not having any pressure on anybody. But, you know, so it's been a journey.
That's great. You know, it's so funny. Honestly, you have the proof of concept, but not it's a business. So if you ever do need to go raise capital and you're growing, you'll be able to do that no matter what. So that's awesome. And From an operations standpoint, is it just you and your cousin, and you guys how big is your team over there?
Yeah, me and my cousin as the founders. You know, we have great publicists working for us. We have, you know, a social media team. You know, we're bringing on some marketers to help with the website. And so, you know, we have a solid team over here.
That's great. So, just kind of looking into the future, where would you love to see the brand?
I want to be one of the most trusted brands in the space. I see us building meaningful relationships with people that are working in this space and doing it the right way. I also see us retailing with more businesses. I want to reach as many people as possible. Like I said, I want to make a difference. And, you know, whether that be 1, 100, 1,000, 1 million people, I want to be able to make a difference.
That's awesome. Nico, so me and Jeff, we've been in cannabis for some time now. Jeff's newer. But we ask everyone, most of the people that are on the space, we talk to the whole, you know, cannabis marketplace. What's the biggest challenge you face? Because everyone faces a challenge when they first get into the market. So tell us one of your biggest learning experiences since you've been in the cannabis space.
Teaching, you know, letting people know that this CBD doesn't have THC. It's not psychoactive. Educating people has been, you know, kind of the challenge. But, you know, we're growing and, you know, platforms like this are great. To be able and being able to teach and educate the people. So, you know, we're going to continue to do that. So, you know, it's, and every challenge, you know, is positive though. You know, we're figuring out ways to grow through it.
Yeah. It's all about education. That's for sure. So, you know, Nico, we've done quite a few of these shows and, you know, it's really fun. We really talk about business in the beginning, but then we finish out with a couple of quick fire questions for you. Super easy. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So first question, What's your best trait?
My best trait? Oh, man. I think being able to adjust and keeping positive, being able to wake up the next tomorrow like today didn't happen, in the sense of bad day, good day, you know, working to make tomorrow a better day. You know, I think that's one of my favorite traits about myself. Sounds narcissistic, but, you know, it's good that I can be able to turn the page over and have a fresh start every day.
I think everybody needs to have that view.
I don't think that's, yeah, I think that's not a narcissistic trait, actually. It's a good, I think that's a great.
I think the world would be a better place.
No, I meant narcissistic of me to just say it, you know, speaking on myself.
Well, Nico, Jeff's a narcissist, so don't worry about it.
Chad's an even bigger one, so.
Nico, what's your cure for hiccups?
Oh, my God, I have the worst hiccup problem. When I get hiccups, I get them for 2 days. I have no cure. I can't do anything about it. I get 2 days of hiccups.
You got to get, somebody's got to scare you.
That doesn't work. Tried it.
Yeah, that's the only thing that works for me.
I just
all right, we're going to have to follow up with you on that one, because we got to help you with that.
Please, man, please. I just put 2 days in my calendar, hiccups.
So what are you interested in that most people are not?
Most people are not. Wow, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know what most people are interested in. I kind of, you know, stay in my own lane. I'm interested in...
Like, do you have a hobby that, you know, that you're like totally enamored with that people are like, oh, dude, you're weird?
Not really. I play a lot of video games, but, you know, a lot of people play video games. I can't say I have a hobby that's just weird.
What's your favorite video game, though?
Oh, wow. I got a couple. I'm a FIFA guy. FIFA Madden guy.
See, I'm a Madden NBA 2K guy.
I like, no, 2K is right there. It's a close third. Close third.
I like FIFA, but I'm not as good as FIFA. I'm a pretty good Madden NBA player.
Yeah, but you're not
good. I have FIFA. I just don't play it as much as I play.
Yeah, you NBA can't. Madden. You can't talk and say you're good at Madden when the Madden's right here. You know, it's whenever you want to play, let me know.
I don't know. I think I may give you a run for your money.
No chance. No chance.
Dad's gonna send you. He's gonna send you a game request tonight.
You play PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation.
Oh yeah, line it up. Line it up.
No, I'll definitely beat you in NBA. Madden will be a good game, but NBA.
No, I'll probably beat you in 2K too.
I love the competition. So, which charity or charitable cause is most deserving of money?
Anything helping the kids. My sister has her Garden of Eden Foundation, where she focuses on the female youth and just the upbringing of, and mostly on the, you know, underprivileged side, you know, minority communities. But anything helping the kids, because the kids are the future and the kids need to be able to learn and grow and be able to be better than we are.
Awesome. So Nico, one last question before we let you go for the day. And this is, I kind of feel like this is a good question for you. What was the best thing that happened to you today?
That's a great one. Today, the best thing that happened. Wow. Okay. I had a great morning. I don't know. Some mornings, you know, some mornings you just great. You know, I'm in LA, so it's 1:30 here. My morning was just sensational. I don't know why. I spoke with my mom. I spoke with a lot of people, and I just woke up feeling good. I'm cooking right now. Almost burned something.
Jeff is a phenomenal cook, and he has his own cookbook.
For real? I'm a great cook as well.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
What you want to make? I'll probably make it.
We got to have a cook-off.
Nico sounds like me. I'm always competing, no matter what it is.
Oh my God, Chad's like competing with everything.
Best way. Who has the better questions, by the way?
I'll say this: I'm a competitor, and I always know who's better than me in something. Jeff is better at scripting questions. I'm better on the fly at asking questions.
Wow, Jeff, you feel the same way on the fly? What you trying to say about Jeff? You saying Jeff can't? He's not. You know, he can't pivot. He's not good at reading situations. Is that what's going on there?
It's like anything else. And he goes, like, he could pivot. Question is, can he pivot as fast as I can? Absolutely not.
Okay. You're just saying you're better. He's good. You're just better.
Correct.
Chad, well, you're setting yourself up for next time. I'm not going to give anything to you on a silver platter anymore.
Keep scripting, Chad. Keep going on the fly.
Exactly. Well, listen, Nico, we loved having you on, and, you know, congratulations, you know, on the launch, and great stuff, great packaging. You know, like I said earlier, we started the show, big fans of you and your family. So, you know, keep up the great work, and thanks for coming on and joining us.
Yeah, it was great having you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that. Appreciate you guys, you know, connecting, and I'm glad this worked out. I'm glad we were able to do this.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to now. Next time we got to go to Nobu with Steve Stout together. Now that we're all friends, I will tell Steve to call you.
Yeah, tell him. I need Steve. I need knowledge.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.